There being few surer means for foreign observers of a given event to beclown themselves than by drawing convenient comparisons, we should probably banish any suggestion that what is happening in Kyrgyzstan has anything much in common with what has been happening in Belarus. There are, granted, superficial similarities, large crowds of citizens who aren't buying the result of a recent election, and an amount of violence between protesters and police. But recent events in Belarus are actually pretty straightforward. Overstaying tyrant rigs one election too many, demonstrations and the present standoff ensue. Kyrgyzstan is some several layers more complicated and seems poised for a more decisive and dramatic denouement. Kyrgyzstan voted in a parliamentary election on Sunday. This was not necessarily predestined to be a hollow mockery. Kyrgyzstan's previous parliamentary election in 2015 got pretty decent reviews from international observers on the freeness and fairness fronts, certainly by the generally woebegone standards of Central Asia. This year's was different, not least because, and this really doesn't happen often, the governing party didn't turn up. Kyrgyzstan's Social Democratic Party was sundered by loyalties divided between Kyrgyzstan's current president, Sooronbay Jeenbekov, and his predecessor, Almazbek Atambayev. The two former allies have fallen out badly in recent years, to the extent that last August Atambayev was arrested and this past June sentenced to 11 years in the clink on corruption charges. As of Monday morning, Atambayev was a free man, thanks to the crowds which stormed the National Security Committee building in Bishkek, where the former president was being held. Former Prime Minister Zhantoro Satyboldiev, also on the hook on corruption charges, was sprung in similar circumstances. According to official results, only four parties of the 16 who contested Sunday's election passed the threshold of 7% necessary to take up seats in Kyrgyzstan's parliament, the Supreme Council. Three of these parties, protesters could not help but notice, enjoyed the favour of President Jeenbekov, who was widely believed to have had his thumb on the scales. Protests on Monday morning started small and peaceful, grew larger and rowdier, and by Monday evening had taken the parliament building, set bits of it on fire, and set about redecorating the surrounding streets with ransacked documents. Kyrgyzstan does have an amount of form for this sort of thing. In 2005, mass protests, which eventually became known as the Tulip Revolution, forced President Askar Akayev from office. He is now a mathematics professor at Moscow State University. In 2010, his successor, Kurmanbek Bakayev, also skipped the country with an angry mob at his heels. He was last heard of exiled in Minsk.
We begin with breaking news. In Kyrgyzstan, the Prime Minister has resigned.
That list of Kyrgyz leaders overthrown by popular acclaim now appears to have been joined by Prime Minister Kubatbek Borukov, who resigned after the putative results of Sunday's election were annulled by electoral authorities.
Peace in the country and stability in society is more important than any politician's mandate. I suggest that the Central Election Committee thoroughly investigate any violations during the election process and to annul the result if necessary. I ask political leaders to calm their voters and ask them not to take part in gatherings.
As this explainer went to air, President Jeenbekov, precise whereabouts uncertain, was also making the sort of statements of willingness to pass power along to responsible new leaders that one issues as one shovels the contents of the state treasury into one's portmanteaus and frantically orders one's pilot to fire up the engines and seek clearance for landing in some capital not known for its interest in extradition treaties. Possibly significantly, President Jeenbekov found the time earlier today to convey birthday greetings to President Vladimir Putin of Russia, volunteering earnest appreciation of Putin's, it says here, great contribution and constant attention to the consistent expansion and development of Kyrgyz-Russian multifaceted ties. Kyrgyzstan's parliament has installed a new prime minister, Sadir Japarov, another politician who was in prison this time last week. It very much remains to be seen how long he'll last. With the parliament building still occupied by protesters, Mr. Japarov was appointed at an emergency meeting in a Bishkek hotel, which he had to leave via a service entrance once his presence became public knowledge. The crowd still filling the streets and squares of Bishkek seemed keener on Tilek Toktogaziev, a businessman who trades in yurt-shaped greenhouses and is also a representative of a younger generation of Kyrgyz politicians. He is claiming the mantle of acting head of government. As to what happens next, it may become important that two external players in particular will be hoping that what happens next is as little as possible. Russia maintains a military airbase at Kant in Kyrgyzstan's north. China, which borders Kyrgyzstan to the south, is a major trading partner. As both will understand, however, and as another cohort of Kyrgyz politicians are presently learning the hard way, a country capable of staging three revolutions in 15 years is a country with ideas of its own. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.